With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greetings, Danglin.
Hi, blessed love.
Blessed love. Welcome to Bob Radio Kingston Vibes. I'm Carlos, man. I've met you a couple times here in San Diego before you were singing with the Wailers. You've been doing music for a long time. Now you're coming to San Diego with the Wailers for a three-night stand over at the Belly Up Tavern. Mm-hmm. What's it like singing with the Wailers?
Well, I mean, it's an honor and a privilege to carry on the legacy of the great Robert Nesta Marley and the Wailers. You know, it's an important medium of spreading Rastafari message, and, you know, it's just truly a privilege for I and I.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Well, definitely the message definitely has to carry on. You're a great guy to be doing that type of stuff. How long have you been fronting the Wailers now?
Close to seven years now.
So that's quite a bit. It's taken you all over the world, huh?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, from people to people.
So what's one of the favorite locations that you've played music with the Wailers?
I mean, like, it's kind of hard to say favorite, you know. It's just, I feel like where the people need the music the most is the places that I really enjoy, you know, because there are places that you go over and over again, which is great to you. You appreciate every time. But there are some places that are very hungry for the music, you know. And it's a thing when people are, the hungrier you are, the more you appreciate the taste of food, you know. For me, it's just, that is the most important part of it. It's just to fill the need, you know, and to satisfy the hunger of the people. So it's not really about favorite place. It's watching the people being a part of that meal and being able to provide the people with a well-needed meal that provides me with the most satisfaction and blessing.
It's amazing. That's awesome stuff, man. Gotta love it, man. So what's it like working with family, man?
The teacher, you know, from a teacher, a very, very experienced, was there from the beginning and things. So, you know, it's a wealth of knowledge and experience and that you gain from working with the great man. So, you know, it's an honor. That again in itself is an honor and a privilege for me.
Okay. Or do you work on any solo material while you're doing work with the Wailers?
Yeah, I mean, I had solo projects before and during now I'm working on an album right now, set to release next year, hopefully next summer. So I'm just finishing up recording now and probably release the first single probably about February or March of next year.
Okay. So songs like Heavenly Father, Excuse Me Miss?
Oh, those songs, yeah. Those songs won't be on the album, but some songs that they kind of set the foundation. But, you know, the levels is a higher height of meditation now. So this album is really going to show them the level of growth and maturity and knowledge.
Okay, so you're going to be still working with Wall Street Records? Who are you going to be working with? Who's going to produce it? Tuff Gong?
No, I produce it myself.
Nice,
it's
nice.
A self-producer.
Where are you doing your production?
I do recordings in Jamaica, but I have musicians all over the world. And some I have guitars from Germany, different places. I even have some keyboards from Africa. You might get some drums from Africa, all kind of different things. So it's just an album that I really put together with all of the people that I meet all over the world. And we just collaborate and do different and just put some the album itself together. So it's a collaboration of different musicians around the world.
Very cool. We're definitely looking forward to your new release. We're looking forward to having you here in San Diego. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be three nights. Do you have any words for the fans? Any words of inspiration for any young artists out there?
Well, I mean, prepare, you know? I mean, it's all about preparation. While you wait is opportunity. You know, a lot of times, career might take a long time for you to build, but in the interim, while you're waiting for your turn, you must prepare yourself. Don't spend that time complaining or feeling sorry for yourself. The time that you wait for your opportunity is time to prepare. So preparation is the key.
Very nice, very nice. And is that how you just kept working and you got notice to come sing for the Wailers? Because they've had many, many singers with them. They've had Dwayne Stevenson, Coolant, a bunch of people.
Well, I got the call in 2010 after Excuse Me, Miss came out. That was very popular in Jamaica and different places around the world. So that's really what sparked the interest in me at that time. You know, and I've been here throughout the years ever since 2010. So it's just a matter of the Almighty just select. You know, many are called, but only few are chosen.
You are chosen for real.
You're on a career path, and then, you know, you get an opportunity to do something that will increase your knowledge and your opportunity to build. So that is what this opportunity gave me, first-hand knowledge of how people react to the music and why certain things are important and why some certain things are necessary. So this is just the greatest learning experience that I could have had an opportunity to take. So let's give thanks for it.
Yes, definitely have to give thanks during with the veterans, the real Don Dadas, the big Gorgons in the reggae business, the Wailers, Bob Marley's band members, man, family man Barrett. So we're looking forward to your record in February. We're looking forward to have you here in San Diego. Are you going to do a little meet and greet over in Del Mar at the Solana Beach?
Well, I would think so still, you know, whatever them arrange is what we do, you know?
Okay.
So whatever is arranged, but we always look to meet and greet the people.
Okay. So all you guys heading over to see the Wailers, either this, well, Saturday was the 30th, and we got two more shows coming. You can meet and greet Danglin live and direct from St. Catherine, Jamaica with the Wailers. So we want to say one love, massive respect, and we hope to see you real soon, Danglin.
All right, Rastafari. Bless.